This is Ozarks at Large.
How committed you coaches are to our kids, it's unbelievable. I thank the Chili Pepper for allowing me, who, by the way, my budget's not hurting too bad, okay? And allowing me to see, you know, what actually goes on and how important every dollar is.
High school cross-country coaches from around Northwest Arkansas attended a press conference at Jose's in Fayetteville yesterday and were the recipients of money raised from the annual Chili Pepper Cross-Country Festival. Board of Directors President David Swain was on hand as six local high schools received checks for $5,500, a 37% increase from last year.
Last year we gave $4,500, I think, and we gave $5,500 this year. And the number, we had an efficient event last year, and it's a good sponsorship. It was a success, so we were able to up it to, and that's over $200,000 over the course of the 21-year history.
The race began in 1988 when the Fayetteville High School cross-country coach mentioned that his team's budget was only $100. His friends Joe Fennell and Randy Ryan created the Chili Pepper Running Club and then the Chili Pepper Run, which was originally held in May and only consisted of the 10K open run. The Chili Pepper Cross Country Festival was created in 1992 to combine three Northwest Arkansas cross country races into a single event. Swain, who was a member of one of John McDonald's championship teams at the University of Arkansas, along with his family, have been involved with the race for the last 21 years. His sister won the inaugural race, Swain's son was born a few hours prior to the race 1 year, and now that same son competes at Chili Pepper for his high school. The organizer's passion for running is one of the things that has made this fundraiser so successful for the past two decades.
People that run are committed to running. I think I talked earlier about the fact that we've got ex-athletes, Razorback track athletes, invested their time and their energy in high school programs. Anytime you've got someone like Chris Buckman, who's you could hear his enthusiasm for the sport involved with it, it can't help but succeed. And running's a great sport. It's a simple. And you run, once you learn to run, you run for life. And that's what we wanted to promote, kids being involved in running, cross-country running.
Approximately 4,000 runners and more than 4,000 spectators attend the Chili Pepper Festival annually. This year, a total of $33,000 was given to Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Rogers Heritage, Springdale Harbor, and Fayetteville High Schools. With a modest budget of $550, Brett Unger, the girls' cross-country coach at Springdale Harbor High School, is happy to receive the donation and puts it to good use.
The program has exploded the last couple of years, and we had 43 uniforms, and we had over 60 kids running. And so we had guys wearing girls' uniforms, and vice versa, girls wearing guys' uniforms, which is a nightmare. The guys hated it because the girls, we didn't tell them it was a girls' uniform, but we knew, and everybody that could see them would see that it was a girls' uniform. And we had girls crossing the finish line, taking their jersey off, giving it to boys to go, you know. So anyway, we used it for all the warm-ups, all the uniforms, new uniforms, and we're getting new warm-ups this week, hopefully. And then we also took an out-of-town meet early in the year to Texas, which was a tremendous benefit to our team as far as team bonding and all that goes. And so that's what we use the money for. There's other little things, you know, some summer training, you know, some kids that need shoes, stuff like that, that we've used it for. Other little, you know, massage rollers and small things like that. But of course, all the entry fees and everything, our budget really has a hard time covering that and bus drivers and stuff. But so we use it. We use it up every year. We love having it.
The 22nd annual Chili Pepper Cross Country Festival will be this Saturday at the University of Arkansas Cross Country Course in Fayetteville. More information is available by calling 479-530-5954 or by visiting chilipepperfestival.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.